Agenda before us this evening, folks. Item number 1A is to recognize Christ Community Church volunteers for cleanup efforts in Geneva, Illinois. This is very exciting. And where are our Christ Community Church volunteers?
Plus me.
Wonderful. You must be exhausted.
Single-handedly.
Well, please, come up to the podium, introduce yourself. We know a little bit about what you've accomplished, you and your team of volunteers. And we know we had hoped to have you with us a couple weeks ago, but it was you, I think, unavailable.
Right.
And,
I was unavailable.
And there's a lot of people here who are curious how you've cleaned up. And there's one gentleman in particular, Alderman Paul Dakota, who was... just couldn't wait for anybody to clean up, so he actually retired from the council. Years. So if he's watching at home, he's going to be very proud.
Oh, okay.
So welcome.
Well, thank you. Well, the second Saturday of every month, we provide about 6 to 10 projects for our church community, and they come in from 9 to 12 in the morning, and they choose which project they want to choose, and we go out and serve the community. I mean, there's so many wonderful organizations that serve us, so we go out and kind of say thank you by supporting them. And cleaning up and helping just to be a good citizen is a wonderful way to support the community. And it was the very first time we did it was with, we had more children, and I think that every child there will never litter again.
If only the adults would follow, right?
That's right. So it was fun. And so we hope to continue that if we can. Mr. Dinges said that it was fine. And so the second Saturday of every month when we have enough, and it just depends upon how many volunteers come. You know, sometimes we have 50, sometimes we have 240.
Wow.
So if we get enough, they come out if the weather agrees. And the other thing was if we found... that they were seniors who needed their yards raked or whatever, I'd be happy to do that too. So, whatever, it was fun, and so we're happy to do it. And we didn't need to be thanked, but thank you for thanking us.
Well, you're welcome. You know, I forgot to ask your name.
Mary O'Malley.
You know you're on TV, Mary.
No, I don't. I'm a little nervous.
You're being broadcast throughout the United States and several continents. And so I'm certain there are people watching. I know, for example, Mr. Maladra asked if you could clean his yard.
I don't know.
No, he's not a senior.
Take a day.
You're looking pretty healthy.
He's not a senior yet, so.
Looks are deceiving.
Okay.
Mr. Brown, I think, has a comment.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was just wondering, sort of, just give us an indication of the sort of projects you do, so if we see one, we could... bring it to your attention. What sorts of cleanups do you do?
It's not necessarily all cleanup projects. I mean, we'll do things like we'll go to Northern Illinois Food Bank and pack food, go to senior care facilities and visit people in homeless shelters, go to Lazarus House, Riverwoods Christian Center, Open Door Clinic. We've gone to, we're going to help CASA do some mailing. So just... various things. We'll do cleanings. I mean, seniors with. We serve seniors, and we love to serve single moms. And so we'll do, like I said, outdoor landscaping, window washing. If a senior needs a repair done, we'll be happy to do that. Cleaning out of gutters, maybe.
Sounds like a wonderful list.
Yeah.
Do you also volunteer for the city festival? Maybe Gene still needs volunteers this year for Swedish Days?
Sure.
How's that for pressure?
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah,
you're doing a wonderful job. That's
Alderman
great.
Flanagan.
I commend you. It's really, you're doing a great job. Do you just have to be part of the Christ Community Church to volunteer, or do you accept other people in the community to join?
Oh, no, anybody. Come on board.
And how would they be able to contact you?
Well, they could find out what projects are available by going to ccclife.org.
Okay, cclife.org.
ccclife.org, and you go to Second Saturday.
It's very good.
Yeah, and actually, each second Saturday is just a morning from 9 till noon, and then we have our big second Saturday in June. It's called the Great Day of Serving, which we really have a larger group. We have like 1,500 people serve the community, so it's pretty exciting.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And it ranges from all ages, of course.
Oh, there's, you know, kids come out to senior citizens like myself.
Is there? For the record, she said that.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Mr. Dantino.
Quick question. Where is Christ Community Church?
It's located in St. Charles on Balcombe Road, on Randall and Balcombe.
Randall and Balcombe. welcome. Okay.
Right,
thank
right.
you.
And I'm a Geneva resident, just by the way.
Great.
Because we don't let St. Charles people here.
No.
That's a joke for all of you watching.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, and thank you very, very much.
You
I know
are welcome.
Mr. Dinges is very pleased with the services that CCC has been providing. So.
You're welcome. We hope to do more, and we're happy to do it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item 1B, ladies and gentlemen, is a presentation on the Matt Kenny 3-on-3 basketball tournament scheduled for July 25, 2009. Now, that seems like a ways away, doesn't it, Mr. McCurtain?
It approaches a lot quicker than you think it does.
Please don't speak until you get to the microphone. Thank you.
You got it. Oh, and I should also mention that I'm a teacher for St. Charles East, too, playing off of that St.
This
Charles
is like St. Charles Day, man.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
awesome.
Born and bred in Geneva, though, so.
Yeah, and you graduated from junior high school what year, Mr. McCurtain?
01.
This is Sean McCurtain. You can tell by his height,
yeah.
he was actually on the gymnastics team and
right.
did a miserable job in the vault. No one's laughing at these. This is not a case.
You got me.
It's not funny.
These new guys are brutal, aren't they? Mr. McCurtain, you want to introduce the lovely young lady with you tonight as well?
Yeah, sure. This is my wife, Kelly McCurtain. Came to support me.
She's doing a hell of a job.
Thought so too.
This is a serious topic, but of course an important one and a fun one as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. I actually prepared a reading just so that I can kind of get all the important stuff
or?
In there. It's not one page, I promise, and then we're done. But yeah, I guess we'll just start from the top. Hello, my name is Sean McCurtain. Like many of you assembled here, I'm a Geneva High School graduate, and I love the city of Geneva. I'd like to first thank the city for providing me the opportunity to come and speak to you guys. I actually talked to Mayor Burns, and he set this whole thing up for me, so that's a great privilege just to be here just to talk to you guys. What I want to talk about is the Matt Kenny 3-on-3 Memorial Tournament that I run each year. This is its third year that we've been doing it. It's an event in the summer. We started in 2007. We've gone 2007, 2008, and this is the third year now. And before I discuss the details of the tournament, I think it's probably important just to discuss who Matt Kenny really was. Matt was a Geneva resident for the entire span of his 21 years on this earth. He graduated from Geneva High School in 02, so a year after me, as a loving son, devoted sibling, and a dedicated friend. During his years at Geneva High School, basketball was a main focus for Matt. He played the sport, watched the sport, discussed it with friends at length. And even throughout his 2 years at the Air Force following high school, Matt couldn't seem to step away from the game that he loved so much. I would never go so far as to say that a game defined who Matt really was as a person, but it's safe to say that among friends on a basketball court was a place that Matt felt extremely comfortable. Tragically, Matt was killed in a car accident in the fall of 2004. His loss was felt not only by family and friends, but the Geneva community as a whole. Following his passing, Matt's mother created the Matt Kenny Memorial Scholarship Fund at Geneva High School. What it does is it serves two seniors each year, one male and one female, and it is a $500 scholarship right now for each, for a male and a female. We're looking to get it up if we can get more funds in the scholarship fund. But so far, this is its fifth year, I believe, and so we have given, coming into this year, eight scholarships. This will be 10 now after this 2009 school year. So. The scholarship fund is going well at Geneva High School. And for the first 2 years of the scholarship, the funds were provided solely by Kenny family and friends. And rather than buying certain birthday or Christmas presents for one another, donations would be made in Matt's name to the funeral or to the fund. Hours of overtime logged just to kind of support the fund. And while the Kenny system was generous, it really couldn't support the scholarship fund for years to come. It wasn't really all that sustainable. So what we did was we just decided to come up with a 3-on-3 basketball tournament because it seemed to kind of combine Matt's love for basketball with the monetary need. And so it just seemed to fit. And so this summer's event, I guess, is set for Saturday, July 25th, which you mentioned. It is a double elimination tournament, so each team is guaranteed 2 games. Also, each team is guaranteed t-shirt, water bottle, medals are awarded for first, second, and third in both the adult and youth brackets, because we like to get the little kids out there too. Every team is limited to 5 players. It is $75 per team, and every cent that we make goes straight towards that memorial fund. So all that we make for this tournament goes straight to the scholarship fund at Geneva High School. So I really think that's all that I wanted to touch on. I did say that in this thing, though, that I've been noticing that St. Charles, Batavia, Caneland actually have been providing a little more help than Geneva, which was shocking in terms of players, and not necessarily money, but players. So I'm looking to recruit some Geneva players because we need to get some Geneva Vikings out there too. And so, yeah, it's mostly just a plea for some Geneva people to step forward and form some teams because we need Geneva represented pretty well too.
That's right. Co-ed teams, or are they?
Oh, yeah.
They're
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, anyone's eligible to play.
Is there a minimum height requirement?
No. No. And what I've always kind of wanted to do, if I can get enough youth teams, is divide the youth bracket up into multiple divisions. But right now, we usually have 8 to 10 youth teams, so it really isn't feasible.
Okay.
But, I mean, if we get enough youth teams, then I'd like to go a few different divisions. But right now, the cutoff is basically middle school youth, high school adult.
Okay.
So, yeah, and anyone can play, any gender.
And for the adult league, there's resuscitation on site?
Yes, I will actually provide that.
That question was asked from Mr. Paulek.
Okay, what do we got? Nothing?
Well, it is a heck of a tour. I know you were very close friends with Matt.
Yeah.
So, and
yeah.
I think all of us remember when Matt left us, and we all know Mr. and Mrs. Kenny, and of course Matt's siblings. So
right, and yeah, they've played a huge role in this tournament. A lot of people have, which is probably the thing that I'm most proud of for the tournament is just how incredibly everyone has just stepped up with family, friends.
That's great.
Geneva residents, yeah, it's been incredible.
And the tournament's being held where?
It's at Geneva High School. It's in the main gym of Geneva High School on July 25th. It'll start in the morning around 9 or 10 in the morning.
There's concessions and all that good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That's
concessions.
Awesome.
There's going to be a raffle this year, which we're hoping to get some Geneva businesses to provide some raffle goods for. So should I give the contact information?
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
You can post this on our website too, Sean.
That'd be great. Yeah, if you could do that, that'd be great. The
spectators invited?
Sorry?
Is there an admission for spectators?
No, there's no admission for spectators.
Wrong answer.
So, yeah, family,
wrong
come
answer.
On out.
Wrong answer, Sean.
Wrong answer?
Just
we'll charge
ask
him
Mr.
Then.
Singer for some contributions right now.
All right.
Guys loaded, man.
You got it. No, yeah, there is no admission for family, so we just encourage everyone to come out and have a good time. And if, you know, raffle or whatever, then if they want to deposit money, they can deposit it that way. The contact information is, my number is just 630-421-0095.
It's 630-421-0095. Mrs. McCurtain's aware of that
you've posted her number? Yes, and actually I gave her cell phone number. Yeah, no, it's mine. And then the email address is mattkenney, mattkenney, 3-on-3@yahoo.com.
Great.
So it's mattkenney, 3-on-3@yahoo.com.
How many teams do you want this year, total?
In the past, we have had approximately 25 to 30 teams, including both divisions. And, I mean, we're always shooting for more, just because the more teams, the more money for the scholarship fund.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if we could get 50, that'd be awesome.
Do you play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I run the thing, do a little reffing every once in a while, and then, yeah, I'll play on a team, too.
And have you won before?
Got second last year, second.
There's no conflict of interest there, Sean, that you run the event, you ref the event, and you play in the event?
Maybe just a little.
Just a little, huh?
Just a little.
Seems
keep it to a minimum.
Still play.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's, any questions or comments for Mr. McCurtain?
They're called house rules.
You're also a coach at St. Charles, correct?
I am, yeah. I coach basketball at St. Charles. I'll be the freshman A coach this year.
Fantastic.
I do have a comment. Now,
yes.
When Nancy and I moved into town, we lived about a block from the Kennys, and
right.
We knew Matt when he was born. And Nancy actually watched them for a while. And I'd like to know if you need any volunteers, because I can't play.
The more the merrier. And I mean, that'd be great, because this entire tournament is run on volunteers. The referees have volunteered for the past 2 years. Concessions, people who work the front table, scorekeepers, timekeepers, everything has been volunteers. So that's how we've been able to donate so much money, is the fact that we aren't paying referees, we aren't paying door guys. It's really just everyone trying to contribute to a great event.
And as Matt is watching you tonight present, what's he saying to you, man?
Stop stumbling around and get out of here, probably.
Is that what he, that's funny. That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Anything else for Mr. McCurtain? Sean, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
We'll have it posted right away. And
that'd be great. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mrs. McCurtain. Item 1C, consider bid award to Edwards Engineering Incorporated in the amount of $36,390 for combination air ducting at the Geneva Generation Facility.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
That was Pollack and Hill. Pollack with the motion, Hill with the second. Any questions or comments for, I think I saw Mr. Buffington back there? Mr. Pollack.
Thank you, Mayor. Mike, glad to see that we had, I believe it was six bids, and they ranged from $36,390 to $59,600. Just wanted to say job well done. I know a former alderman would be pleased. So
thank you. It's kind of scary, isn't it, Mike? Walk all that way for a compliment? Anyone else? We have a motion by Pollack, a second by Hill. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Item D is consider resolution adopting amendment to City of Geneva Personnel Policy Manual.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Singer, seconded by Dantino. Questions or comments for Ms. Dawkins? Of course, that amendment was that all staff must play in the Matt Kenny 3-on-3 tournament. So. You're on camera, McCurtain. I wouldn't be doing, you know.
Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Brown.
Thank you. The highlighted in red, I presume, is the proposed change. And it's somewhat ambiguous because it says, comma, if applicable, and it doesn't describe anywhere what the application might be.
That's correct. The board, the police and fire commission have their own rules that they go by, so we left it somewhat vague. So if their rules change, then this we wouldn't have to change this every time. Just so you know, this was a section that hasn't been changed in some time. We just were looking for more clarification, and I apologize for not having it in last week's updates, but City Attorney Radovich just pointed it out to my attention.
So what this implies then, if they so choose, they could choose not to rule on the issue.
Right. The way it is right now, we just provide notification to them. They don't actually have to vote on that.
But under this, they would have the choice if they so wish to comment.
Depending upon what their current rules say at the time.
Thank you. I understand.
Anyone else? Questions for Stephanie? If not, we do have a motion and a second. All in favor of item D, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Item E is to consider resolution authorizing the mayor to execute easement agreement for Pepper Valley Units 2 and 3 underground electric cable replacement.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Marks, seconded by Flanagan. Questions or comments? Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I might ask Mr. Buffington, what happens in the cases where we did not get an easement? Does the city have to find a way to work around the lack of an easement?
Well, right now we have a couple of them have not have easements, and we're going to use the old wire. And when the old wire fails, then the light's going to go out, and we're going to work on the easement.
And at that point, you might go back again and suggest a second time that they grant the easement?
Yes, sir.
They've lived without a light because it failed?
Yes, sir.
I see. Sounds reasonable. Thank you.
I think it's fair to say, Mike, however, that the residents have been very cooperative thus far in providing the easements.
That's correct.
Appreciate the fact that most people did. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Attorney.
Anyone else? Questions or comments from Mr. Buffington? On item E, if not, we have a motion by Marks and a second by Flanagan. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? New business, folks. Any new business to consider under this COW format? If not, just a reminder that our next meeting is actually on a Tuesday night, May 26th, because of the Memorial Day holiday. And with that, I'll entertain a motion. Ooh, Mr. Hill.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I got to say something at our last meeting, but didn't want to interrupt the good feelings. Traveling around town, I still see some leaves in the street. And I think it's time that those leaves get picked up by the residents who live at those addresses. I don't have any addresses, but there's still some out there. And people who still have leaves in the street or who are even mowing their lawns and placing grass in the street need to know there's an ordinance that says that we shall not deposit in any street, alley, sidewalk, or other public place any material which may be harmful to the pavement thereof. But I think it's time that maybe we enforce this ordinance, especially in the area of the leaves. I don't know who's going to do that. Maybe we'll have to spend some time talking about that and take the responsibilities. There are also some folks who have left leaves on their parkway. And there's no ordinance that is contrary to that necessarily, unless we want to interpret it following the one that I just read. But we're approaching and partly into the season of festivals. Swedish Days is coming upon us very shortly, and it just doesn't look real good to have leaves even in parkways. So I'd like to ask the residents who still have leaves in their parkways to please bag them, put a sticker on them, and get rid of them and make this town look as good as it should. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. I would recommend that the Children of Christ Community Church start issuing the tickets immediately with the threat of no eternal life. Anyone else? New business?
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Singer.
Thank you, sir. I would certainly like to extend an invitation to all the council members and all the citizens of Geneva to be aware, of course, of the Memorial Day parade that's coming upon us. I think it's one of the nicest events that we have in the city. It's really well intended by the American Legion to bring this forward to us, and great numbers of people in our city do come forward that day, and I think it's just a marvelous, marvelous parade. So I believe the kickoff is out at the depot. Was it at 9:30, Mayor?
I believe it's...
That's correct.
10.
10?
Either yeah, 10 o'clock. Yeah, either. Mr. Warfield is nodding his head there at 10 a.m.
Either 9:30.
And then the parade concludes at 10:06.
Okay.
It's about, West Side Cemetery.
So. Correct. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Alderman Flanagan.
To make a comment on the Memorial Day Parade, I always find it very touching, and I find it very stirring, I guess, to realize that so many men and women have served our country, and it's good to remember them on that day. I also want to remember our beautification group. They came out and did all the planting this weekend, and I thank all the volunteers that did that. I also have a special thank you for Alderman Sam Hill for dressing up as what do you call yourself, a power child or flower child or
flower power
there
adult.
There oh okay And he raised some money for us, which will again offset the cost of the flowers. I thank you very much, Mr. Hill, and I also want to thank Alderman Maladra for doing the cleanup. It is a thankless job, and he does it very well, and I thank you very much for that, and again, for all of our volunteers and committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? If not, a motion to adjourn the committee of the whole meeting is in order.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Singer, seconded by Hill. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Microphones are off.